Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another of our Boda Seed events. This event is called Working Together. It is a great honour to have had all the speakers and activists from across the country coming to speak at our previous Boda Seed events. Boda Seed events is one of very few platforms left for freedom of speech today in our great kingdom. This event will be aimed at various parties and groups collectively creating new ideas and sharing them openly to push forward. Our forefathers would be proud of everybody here today at Boda Seed events, not just for being grateful of the beautiful land they gave to us, but for realizing its value to us as a people and for our children. There is no other homeland. This is a message to pass on to our generations, and we will. Thank you. Okay, everybody, we have, it's been passed to me this letter. We've got a few people now who are actually been put in prison. They're actually called political prisoners, of course. This is what happens when you lose your freedom of speech in your own country. I'm going to read out the names of these people. We've got Jack Andrew Renshaw. We've got Lawrence Burns. And Joshua Bonehill. This letter I'm about to read out is, if I've got the name correct, is Mikko Velivilian. And he's written a letter to one of the people here today. Dear Mike, I am Mikko Velivilian. As you may know, I was on trial for membership of National Action. Unfortunately, I was found guilty in a Soviet-style show trial. I got 8 years for nothing more than associating with the like-minded individuals. The trial was an assault on freedom of speech, conscience, and of association. I haven't had any support whilst being in jail. I'll go on to the next bit. If you could get some support for me, that would be appreciated. I hope to hear from you soon. Yours faithfully, Mikko. P.S. I already wrote to Amnesty International and Amber Rudd to protest against my human rights violations and to see if they practice what they preach. What do you think will happen, everybody?
No.
Maybe you could do the same. On top of that, Anjum Chowdhury got 5.5 years and he was calling for killings and to join ISIS. If possible, could you send me the address for the European Commission of Human Rights and RT London? Much appreciated. Can we have a round of applause for Mikko? Well, I can tell you now. The answer to, you need some help, so what's the answer going to be?
Help him.
We're going to help him?
Yes.
We'll do our best. Okay, right then, we're going to move on now to our first speaker of Boda Seed events. This next speaker is what has been very, very well respected in nationalism. And he was the councillor for Stoke-on-Trent, where he was an absolutely fantastic councillor from everything that I've heard from other people from the British National Party over the years. Please welcome to the stage, from Stoke-on-Trent, Mike Coleman.
Hello everybody. It's good to be in a room full of good people, good nationals who are patriots and wanted to be here before you. What will I be talking to you about today? It's something that's got under my skin and made me angry. So I'm going to be talking about that today. It's regarding a chance meeting with an old friend of mine. And by that, an old friend, I mean an old friend. I've known him since I was about that high. Went through junior school with him, high school, grew up with him. Fell out with him when I was about 16 or 17, when he got involved in politics, left-wing politics. I got involved in right-wing politics. He actually joined the Labour Party, and I joined the National Front. And I had an almighty bust-up with him over politics. I'm sure I'm not the only one in this room to have lost a friend through politics. But anyway, I lost a friend there. I bumped into him 3 months ago, and he had something to tell me. He's selling his house in Mere. That's where he was born and I was born. And he's moving out. That's an incredible thing. You're probably thinking, what the hell, so what? It's a big deal. Because he, I won't mention his name, he was Mere born and bred. He was there for life. He's moving out, right? And he's told me why. And he's told me why because his house, his council house, that he's bought, and he's worked hard for, and his shitty little job, he's bought it. Directly opposite him is a block of flats. There's 270 flats in Mere, and regardless of all his complaints, and all the complaints of the neighbours, the council have gone and put another drug addict into those flats. And he doesn't want his children who remain with him in his house, he doesn't want his children or grandchildren seeing that. So he's selling up and he's moving out. That's an incredible thing. He's had enough. That's what he said. He's had enough. And another thing he said just as he was leaving me, he says, you were right all along. And that's incredible. Coming from a Labour Party member. Becoming a councillor in Stoke-on-Trent. So that was a big deal for me. It's got me thinking. So I've been thinking about that for 3 months, and I've come up with this. It's a cycle of decline. You will have seen it, but I've thought it through. It's a cycle of decline, and we discussed it briefly in the street. The council house allocation system is allocating houses on social housing neighbourhoods to anti-social people, right? Anti-social in every sense of that term. We've got private landlords who have contracts with the Home Office who are housing newly released prisoners, serious crimes, sex crimes, drugs crimes, onto housing estates where there are a large number of social housing properties. We've got charities. Christian charities who are coming into our community, buying up houses because they're cheap, and placing said anti-social people into the community. Yeah? Have you seen that? Because that's what we are seeing. And I've been analysing it, I've been thinking about it, I've been fuming about it. It changes the estate. It comes to a point when this project has brought so many of those people onto the estate, the tipping point has reached. Because Mere was a decent place, it really was. 90% of the people in Mere town in Stoke-on-Trent are decent people. But part of the project is what we're seeing is that the Home Office and the council and the charities, this dark force is using that estate as a project area. It is a project area, and they're putting these nasties, these uglies, onto the estate. And that is undermining the estate. It undermines the morale of the people who live there. The psychology changes. It goes from being our estate to being their estate. Yeah? Then a terrible process begins. People leave. The people who can leave, they've got money. The younger people, who've got brass, can move. The older people can't. But as those people leave, what happens? More come in. We because the housing allocation processes put those favoured minorities at the top. They're jumping the queue. They're jumping the people who should rightfully have those properties, people who were born and bred into that community. They should have those properties. No. They're giving those properties to drug addicts, refugees, and various ethnic minorities who've been moved onto that estate through various government programmes, dispersal programmes. It's devastating the community. It's a malicious attack. It's an evil attack upon our people. It's an anarchic, leftist, liberal, globalist attack upon the racial breeding grounds of the English people. But you know what? They hate us. They hate us. It is an act of pure hatred against us. Yes? They call us racists. We can't hold a bloody candle to them people. Those people have sat down in the dark rooms and organised a project that's going to destroy us. We are the subjects of a genocide, people. We really are. I've looked further into it. I was a councillor in Stoke-on-Trent, so I know a little bit about it. What we've got in Stoke-on-Trent and West Midlands is the West Midlands Core Spatial Strategy. Has anybody ever heard of it? No. You will have one where you live.
Yes.
It'll have a different name. Yeah. It is an evil outline of how they're going to do what they're doing. It's a public document, but it refers to documents that are not public. And it refers to how they're going to house ethnic minorities in your community, dispersed from London and the Birmingham area, because they want to create, wait for it, vibrant, multicultural, mixed communities. So this isn't part of some drift, some inevitable natural action where people come into our community. This is a plan. This is a plot. It's against us. These people, these government ministers, high-ranking council officers, they're always talking about cohesive communities. It's a damn lie. They're not interested in cohesive communities. Not when it's ours. They're interested in breaking English communities, changing English communities to fit their political model. They're using our housing estates, social housing estates, as bloody multi-culti leftist project areas. Yeah? It's a plan. It's forced change. It's not sanctioned by the people. The people of Mere, Stoke-on-Trent, wherever you go in this country, nobody sanctioned it. When have you ever seen a Labour Party election leaflet espousing the virtues of flooding your community with foreigners? It's not there. It's a sinister... They work by way of deception. Yeah, they've got the media, they've got the politics, and they've got the finance. It's by way of deception that they're implementing this project. It's a criminal deception. Again, never been discussed in Parliament. It's not discussed in elections. The three major parties have come to agreement whereby they will not allow immigration or subjects such as this to become an issue during elections. That's decided before any major election. I don't know if you know that, that's the truth. Therefore, these projects are illegal. It's pure hatred. It's a traitorous enemy cabal. Been thinking about it. It's been going on since the Second World War, 75 years ago, when this current crowd came to power. A cabal, an amalgamation of interest groups, left-wingers, we've got globalists, Zionists, let's think about it, liberals. They all have one thing in common. They were global in their outview, and they hated nationalism. They hated nation states, and they hated intact racial groupings. And they're the people that I understand and that I've decided are responsible for these crimes. Just as he was leaving, my mate, he says, "You've got an opportunity." I don't know what he was talking about. I think I do. what he was saying was, what millions of people are saying is that they've sort of rumbled what's going on in this country on estates like Mie and 10,000 other estates just like it throughout the country, is people are beginning to identify, maybe not in an intellectual way, but in an instinctive way, they are beginning to identify that they don't like these changes. And they are beginning to back away from it. That's really enormous for people like us, because it means that the project's ugly. The project that's been implemented and imposed on us by these evil people who have hijacked our country is ugly, it is unpopular, it is unattractive. Exactly the conditions for us. Yeah. It's the early days of the decline of this evil regime that has taken a hold of the West. Very early days. But I can detect the way it's going, and it's going to go our way. We've just heard the organiser talking about people who have been imprisoned in this country. They're not being imprisoned for real world crimes. They've been imprisoned for thought crimes and speech crimes, and daring to challenge. That indicates a sensitivity in this regime to challenge. You know why? Because it is weak. It is weak. It's weak, and it can be brought down. It can be brought down.
When a dictatorship is it.
Our people suffer every day. Grooming gangs, intimidation, bullying on the estates from minority, call them minorities, actually majority in most cases. We've got terrorism, people being terrorised on our housing estates. It's a terrible, terrible thing that's happening to our people. Like my friend stopped me in the street, that's incredible by the way, him stopping me in the street. We haven't talked for 30 odd years. Him stopping me in the street, that was a call. A call, yes? A tentative call. Do you know who he's calling? He's calling us. He's calling us. You know why? Because we're genuine. Genuine people. We believe in the flesh, the blood, the bone, the land of this, of our people. That's what these people are calling for. There's millions of them calling out. They're being ignored by the mainstream politics and the mainstream media, but they are out there. So that's what I'm calling to you. I'm calling to, because we've been lazy. The right wing have been lazy. And that's what I've really come here to say. Maybe that's not too controversial. We've sat on our backsides for too long. Our people have been suffering. Our people have been calling us, and we haven't really been doing much. So what I want to say to the meeting today is, let's get united, let's get organised, let's get together, and let's start working for our people. Thank you. Yes, sir.
I just want to back up what you said, because when I was a councillor in Bradford in 2004-07, somebody produced for me a document which they'd photocopied from the archives of Bradford Council, and exactly encapsulates what you've said. It was produced by a woman called Kirsten England, who was then a departmental chief, but is now the leader of Bradford Council on a salary of, I think it's about 160,000. But it basically said, here is how we are going to break up the homogeneity of the white working class estates. Right. That this is the aim. We're going to destroy the homogeneity of the estates by seeding them with little colonies of Asians and blacks. These are to be put in the better housing whenever a new build is created on an estate. These are to be disproportionately assigned, possibly the whole block, to ethnics. The aim is to break up the white working class community. The appendices 6 and 7 said, you will meet community representatives who will protest. here is how, here is the speech you will give to oppose them. It contains untruths, but since it's for the greater good that these communities are destroyed, these are the lies you are going to tell them in order to keep them quiet. And that is down in black and white. I sent that document to Nick Griffin. What happened to it thereafter, I do not know. But I said this document should be copied and made public knowledge, and it is absolutely worth its weight in gold. What Nick Griffin did to it, I do not know, but I've never seen anything come out of it. But it absolutely backs up that this was a programme, which it can't just be coincidence it's happening in Bradford and in Stoke. It is obviously a national programme laid down at the highest level. And as for the three parties working together, we know that happened in our area. At Hartshead Moor service station, the three main parties came together and agreed on a joint programme to defeat the BNP and any attempt to represent the interests of white working class people. All three parties promised to work together against us and forget all previous differences. Thank you.
Absolutely. These people, these high-ranking council officers and government ministers, they talk about creating cohesive communities, but actually their actions, if you actually analyse them, are to subvert strong communities. So it's a little bit of a deception there, massive deception actually. And what really annoys me is these people jump in their very, very expensive brand new cars at 5 o'clock every night and drive 30 miles down the road to Paradise, a small English village, which is very, very far distant from the multi-culti, drug-infested shitholes that they are responsible for creating. And that's what really grips me. They talk about multiculturalism and all the rest, and universal inclusion, but at the end of the day, wow, they're back to that £500,000 pad in the leaves. Yeah?
Yeah.
Don't get me going on it. Sir, you've got a question.
No criticism at all. I just wanted to point it out that Cuthnock Clarke came up with this idea in about the 1920s, and these ideas go with the League of Nations, the United Nations, and the formation of the European Union. It's there right at the beginning.
Well, it's at the highest level. Yeah. I mean, core spatial strategies basically come from the European Union.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so all over Europe, or that should be. But Britain, because of the nature of it, they're implementing it ruthlessly. And they know that there's a potential for a revival.
And this is why this goes right to Putin and Orban in Hungary, because they're turning against this idea, you see.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why they threatened the world order.
There's the challenge. The challenge is beginning. Can't you feel it? People have added up to here, and they are beginning to wise up, become aware of these projects, and beginning to dislike in vast numbers. That's where we really come in, folks. We've got to get it working. Organise. Let's get this thing going. Because it's our politics, yeah? Yes, sir.
Yeah, the seeds of resistance, Mike, were there in Stoke, were they not, when BNP councillors were elected a few years ago. Perhaps you could remind us, because I don't know what the figures were in 2016 in Stoke-on-Trent for the Euro referendum, but was that, again, signs of the seeds of resistance that we need to nurture as a movement?
Absolutely. I think we got the second highest vote to get out of the European Union, over 70% in the country. Massive, massive vote.
Fantastic.
There's a correlation between people who are being burned by this multicultural project are the ones that say, let's get out. Yeah? The people in the better areas, let's say, that aren't affected or not project areas, they say, oh, let's stay in. Yeah, let's stay in. Ooh, I'll be able to go on holiday. Oh, it's cheap. Yeah, it's all good. No passport. Yeah, great. We'll do all that. People who've had their fingers burned by this project don't like it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on a winner.
Yeah.
Let's get this organised and get working.
Yeah. You are listening to Radio Aryan for an alternative to the anti-white system on RadioAryan.com.